This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I've got to correct myself. It was another one where they're screaming and yelling at Trump in front of an elementary school that I saw. This is another one where it's in a high school. You can hear the students in the background going, "What?" as the woman screams, "Die, die, die," and is sitting there spraying the projection of Trump's inauguration. But it's this same shrieking, freaking out craziness that is just bizarre. Here, let's roll it again with sound if we can. See, this is who you don't need having a gun. I love how when she does the gun, she like does it like that, like that's what makes the bullets come out. Now you wanna hold it very still. Just pull straight back. By the way, I don't want to show off my marksmanship, but I hadn't been shooting a lot in years, and I've been out shooting some more these days, and I think we're going to do some live Facebook mentions with some 1,000-yard shooting for folks, and we're going to bring some military guys out and see how they shoot with me. We're going to find out. But that's a whole different deal from actual combat shooting, like climbing over stuff and running and doing all or swimming in a lake and then getting out and shooting. That's a whole different deal, but we're gonna have a shooting contest. I'm gonna bring some special ops guys out with me, and we're gonna see who can shoot better at 1,000 yards. Obviously, show off to everyone. That'll really make the left get pissed. I'll probably get beat. We'll see what happens, but we'll do it for charity. I tried to get the Travis County SWAT team once to have a competition with me because they kept coming over there and trying to keep me from giving speeches in front of the county commissioners like 20 years ago. And finally, we became friends. And they were about to have a shooting contest with me, and then the sheriff, who's a horrid Hillary type person, wouldn't let them have it. You know, I'm really digressing right now. I apologize. Just watching that woman shoot like that was pretty ridiculous. So continuing here, I'm going to get to more of this coming up in the next segment because this is just too important to cover in the last minute here. But Chinese propaganda, new Hollywood movie depicts Trump-like president killing the United States. That's right. So he's Hitler. He's killing the U.S. Whereas in reality, the stock market's now up $2 trillion. His approval rating is soaring towards 60 points at 59 from 41. And Gallup, Rasmussen, you name it, show similar numbers. And the elite are in panic mode as he fulfills every promise he would, except for one that I'm sure they told him, "Mr. President, it's not your prerogative to be in the judicial or in the prosecutorial range. You're the executive, so you can't say I'm going to lock you up, sir. We just have to have the prosecutors do their job." He's like, "Oh, well, yes. Oh, I like her. Yeah, let's move on a little bit." Well, she tries to destroy him still. No, she knows what's coming. But verbally, he's kind of starting to break that promise a little bit. He's you know, let's say on degrees, 1 to 10, totally never blocking a prosecution, which would be illegal if he did that, would be a 10. And totally, you know, pushing for it to be prosecuted would be a 10 as well. You're not supposed to do that. But just sitting back and letting the job be done and not getting involved, you know, that's what he needs to do. That's a zero. That's what he's supposed to do. But I think right now he's on a 2 or 3. And he just shouldn't comment. If you say, "I'm going to let the law be followed and have the investigators go into it, I don't want to influence things saying I hope she doesn't get prosecuted. I hope this is all over." I think that's where I have an issue with the president, because he would do it just right if he just said, "I'm going to let the people whose job that is under the Constitution discharge their duty as they swore in their oath of office, just as I've done." But I have to tell you that the whole world knows about what happened with Hillary, and so I'm gonna recuse myself, just like Senator Sessions is saying he's going to do, if confirmed. That's where I stand on that. I think that's about the best balanced angle you're going to get on that. But coming back, Chinese propaganda, new Hollywood movie depicts Trump-like president killing the U.S. Albright's ready to convert to Islam. Washington Post, again, calls him Hitler. And so, oh, guess what? More Islamists have been caught raping women, and it keeps turning out. The media tries to suppress it, but it's called the Rape Games. You've heard of the Hunger Games? This is more like the Rape Games. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Rallying.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
John Rappaport's coming up the fourth hour of NoMoreFakeNews.com. He coined that term 15 years ago. The mainstream media is the fake news. So we need to put out an article explaining. We should do this. Man who coined the term fake news and copyrighted it. I know he's got a copyright. We got to get him to get a trademark on it right now. Orders the fake news to stop using his term. I mean, you really couldn't do that under fake, under fair use, but you could have if you were selling a product under that name. It's just so crazy that he had the proper name for them 15 years ago when he started his website. So Rappaport. Coming up on the transmission today. And we will also, of course, be taking your phone calls in this hour. If you just joined me, you heard the different reports where they've got everybody from the Washington Post to you name it, saying that Trump is Hitler and calling for riots and calling for him to die and for the White House to be blown up like Madonna is saying, and ABC is airing pieces during the interview with Trump showing the president being murdered. as they prepare the public's mind for all of their different plans. They are not giving up. They are moving into high gear. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And long-time callers, first-time callers, if you agree, disagree, you're welcome to call in on any subject you wish, but I am going to try to actually go to your calls and move through them quickly. Do you think that Trump is delivering on his promises? Do you think that Trump is reneging on any promises? What do you think of the first 6 days of the Trump presidency? 800-259-9231. But quick questions or quick comments, because I want to move to the next person. Let's hit a few of these stories. Chinese propaganda. This is up on DrudgeReport.com on the right-hand side. New Hollywood movie depicts Trump-like president killing the U.S. It's an InfoWars story by Jamie White. And I keep pointing out that so many of the movies I go to see had pro-communist Chinese propaganda in them. It's getting more and more obvious. Anti-Trump Chi-Coms buying up Hollywood. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little America, a dystopian adventure movie set in the future where a Trump-like U.S. president has bankrupted America and China has called in its debts. The film, set to be produced by explosion-obsessed director Michael Bay, describes a future where the president has destroyed American economy. Again, that's what the globalists are doing. You cannot make this up. Promoting China and prompting China to call in its debts, making it the de facto owner of the country while many Americans immigrate to China for work. Oh, because China is so wonderful where they have mobile execution vans. I'm going to cut a dystopian trailer for this movie going in the future. Americans leave the hell of their republic and all of their freedom to go to China, where there's mobile execution vans and where peaceful Buddhists are kept in cages for their organs to be harvested. And Americans dream of visiting the Wonderland, where the rivers are so toxic they catch on fire. But see, China needs propaganda. They're not good at it. So they're buying Hollywood to produce films that are for both markets, both leftist propaganda to demoralize us and propaganda in China to make them feel good. I mean, whether you go see The Martian or whether you go see The Arrival or any of these movies, it's always America needs help. And then the Chinese president is a good guy and saves us. And they're the ones that crack all the codes. And they're the ones that give us the boosters to get to Mars. And they're the ones that teach us how to potty when we're 1 year old. And they're the ones that, you know, bounce us on their knee. And just they're so good. They're so loving. And the globalists openly say, we're looking to China to bully America into submitting to the New World Order. With straight faces on TV and in major newspapers, China sure is right about censoring the web. Boy, after Trump got elected, they've been vindicated for the great work they do, knocking out fake news. Computer World, New York Times had those exact quotes. I tell you, China's really vindicated right now. I know. They sell baby parts. They boil it down and sell it for women to eat in pills and inject. God, they got the moral high ground. Yeah, you heard that Mexican president. We don't believe in walls. How dare you, America, as they build a huge one. Already have a fence. I mean, it's just too much to handle. But again, they're targeting the dumbest people they can. So, with a straight face, let me just read this to you. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little America to make you feel small. And when the Chinese watch it, even though they're slaves, they'll just go, oh, America little. I mean, the propaganda couldn't get any more dumbed down. Autobots, prepare to serve the communist Chinese. Defeat America. In fact, imagine I am Optimus Prime. They're evil Americans. I must take out Trump. Bumblebee. Megatron is actually disguised as Trump. Take him out. Don't let him cut the taxes and make America great again. And yes, we must get the other Autobots to rally against the other Decepticon, Putin. Now, there it is, 15 Hollywood movies that were saved by China at the box office. And now they're set to just take it over. I mean, the worse the movie is, they're just unwatchable, but it's all red flags and the Chinese president saving everyone. Who could make up the trashiness of Hollywood? Transformers, the Age of Extinction, pro-China propaganda. Yeah, even mainstream media just admits this, but they hide it in plain view. Okay, China's taking over everything. Okay, the Chinese president, they're in there in Switzerland at the Davos meeting, says he'll take over, don't worry. He'll stop Trump. He got like his hands on his hips like, what have I caught you doing in the cookie jar? How dare you not let us have one-sided deals? In fact, maybe they can have one where the Chinese dictator is actually like Optimus Prime, and then Trump's head is on Megatron. And he's like, prepare to die, Megatron. And it's the Chinese president. And then Trump's like, no, you will never defeat me. I'm evil. Or put Hitler's head on Megatron. the propaganda is so unwatchable, but you go in and full-grown American men sit there and go, get him, yeah, get him, oh, yeah, get him. They have the NFL coming out against the Second Amendment. Now, good old boys are like, I like the NFL. It's time to turn the guns in. I believe in Obama now. I hate John Wayne. That's it. The Chinese president's head can be on Optimus Prime, and they can resurrect John Wayne and put his head on Megatron and have the Chinese president cut the head off John Wayne. I'm John Wayne. I'm evil. And then he comes back as Megatron. No, he comes back as Optimus Prime. I can't even believe this anymore. But this is how dumbed down their constituents are. Let me stop right there. Now listen to this with a straight face. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little America. How about they put out a movie like Americans Have Small Penises? That'd be even better. Or Americans are all stupid. I mean, this is just to demoralize us. Hollywood is a complete sworn enemy of this country in their own crazy bubbles, so desperate to destroy us that they have now gone even more over the top than I thought they could. What a joke. So worthless, so bankrupt, so over, so despised, so bypassed that they're in a love fest with a collapsing communist dictatorship that has a fake stock market and is already collapsing. China is descending into hell. Let me continue. Hollywood, I guess Chi-Com Wood, or Traitor Wood, is set to begin work on Little America. Talk about the most brazen propaganda. I'm sorry, I can't read this with a straight face. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little Pee-Pee. I'm sorry. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little Ding Dong. Okay, I apologize, folks. Hollywood is set to begin work on Little America, a dystopian adventure movie set in the future where a Trump-like U.S. president has bankrupted America. It was the globalist did that. And China has called in its debts. Good, you'll totally collapse. The film, set to be produced by explosion-obsessed director Michael Bay, who does the Transformers, describes a future where the president has destroyed the American economy, prompting China to call in its debts, making it the de facto owner of the country, while many Americans immigrate to China for work. China's actually produced TV ads years ago saying just this. I mean, this is complete 100% communist dictatorship. I got a new idea. How about Kim Jong-un? He likes Hollywood. How about he underwrites with maybe some of the slave mines they've got, some of that money? And it can be officially underwritten by starving North Koreans, because this is the same thing. China does stuff just as worse, or probably even worse than this. How about that? How about, that's a great idea. How about North Korea start underwriting movies? And in it, Kim Jong-un can star. Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-un is Optimus Prime. Kim Jong-un. I am here as Optimus Prime to defeat you, Trump. And then he literally just rips the arms out. Take this, Trump. Now take that, Megatron, Trump. See, it's perfect. Just have some laser beams and Shuba Blaboof or whatever his name is running around ducking the, you know, and battling the evil Americans. Man, this shows you how close the country was to being completely gone. They were going ahead with the Chinese takeover of our media and our culture. Not parachutes coming down like Red Dawn. But cultural. Universal Pictures recently picked up the rights to the movie after a heated bidding war with several producers, reports the Hollywood Reporter. The plot of the movie follows a former American Force Recon member who's, oh, see, our special forces joined with the Chinese. Oh, you can't make this up. The plot of the movie. The plot. Skip the break. I have to do this. This is too funny. I'm going to get serious right now and go to your calls. I'm actually gonna read this in the voice of Optimus Prime. The plot of the movie follows a former American Force Recon Marine who is hired by the Chinese billionaire to infiltrate an American ghetto and rescue his daughter. See, it's okay that he works for the Chinese because he's rescuing his daughter, see, and creating a race war. I can't believe this is even allowed to go on. This is foreign outside propaganda. I know the Russians aren't. The tone of the movie is said to be similar to the 1981 John Carpenter film, Escape from New York, starring Kurt Russell. We're going to come back into the next break with that music. These efforts to portray Trump as a weak leader responsible for America's downfall is no coincidence. Neither is the portrayal of China as the real controller of America. Just a few months ago, China bought all six Hollywood studios in an unprecedented buy-up, a movie meant to repurpose Hollywood films to serve China's agenda. It's hard to stay in Optimus Prime. Including influence, public perception with state-sponsored propaganda. Is this lost to anybody? We're told the Russians are the reason that Trump was elected when they basically had no involvement. But Communist China is openly buying up the six big Hollywood studios. They've already begun. They're involved saying we can't have Trump, so's the Pope, so's the EU. One-fifth of Hillary's money came from the Saudi Arabians. And Trump needs to come out against this right now. In fact, I'm shooting a special message to Trump today. They're going to have to pull the Star Destroyer out of the asteroid field so I can send a clear signal, but I'm going to send a transmission. And seriously, folks, you send a transmission that China thinks we're so broke back and so pathetic that they're openly buying up old studios, telling people what movies should come out. They blocked Red Dawn 2 from coming out, made them re-edit it to take China out, and are now totally taking over. Remember about 6 years ago when you were laughing at me saying China was taking over and they had all the white supremacists going, oh, shut up, Jones, quit covering up for the Jews and all the rest of it. I was in Hollywood. I was in the meetings. It was happening. I was hearing, oh, that can't come out. You can't criticize China. Whatever you do, just don't put China in it. And it wasn't just because they wouldn't allow the film to be in China. It's because they're buying everything up. This is globalism. Them ganging up militarily, corporately, culturally, and taking over the United States with corporate colonization and anchor babies. And I love Chinese people when they're American. They're hardworking, Americana, great, beautiful, wonderful people. But the people they're sending over now with the anchor babies to get a U.S. citizen kid are admittedly part of a larger takeover plan. And our government has greased the skids for it. And we've got a major Chinese invasion on our hands. And that isn't rhetorical. It's textbook, mega massive, 21st century, full spectrum dominance warfare. So, of course, they're telling us it's the Russians who are under the same attack trying to stabilize. Russia and the United States are under globalist attack. The globalists had control of the U.S., but they were about to fully chop the country's head off and put the Chi-Coms basically in charge. Look at Davos 2 weeks ago. People aren't laughing now. They openly said, we will teach America. We will bring in world government. We will defeat Trump. You know what? Trump, there's been some talk about Trump blocking these mergers because it is a trust, a propaganda trust. I'm not even sure that's needed. We need to boycott Hollywood now. We need to picket these films, just like we did Machete that was funded by the White House, to create racial division, and we need to point out the Communist Chinese are funding anti-American films, openly funding it, and openly showing sedition in America and trying to make our country fall. This is enemy propaganda. They won't even let films into China that are even pro-free market or even talk about God. So they allow total censorship of their country, and now they're here trying to influence our election and involve, and Trump needs an investigation of the Chinese communists and the Saudi Arabians and others in our election, and we can send the people involved in the DNC to prison and say, see, it wasn't the Russians. This is the normal course. Some MSM, dinosaur trader media, will say, the sky is green when it's blue, Alex. No, you can't do that. You're not allowed to do that. This isn't going to happen. There's no such thing. You're trying to be fascist. No, I'm calling for law to be enforced. We have the Communist Chinese that the globalists have sold our jobs out to and tried to position us to be their minions, stealing all our technology, openly trying to lecture us right now that they own us and control us. It's sickening. And I've told you for years, who have they linked up with? The global central banks, the EU, the Communist Chinese, and the Muslims. led by Saudi Arabia and their dominant form of Wahhabist cult garbage. And they've all linked up against what's left of Europe, what's left of the UK, what's left of the US and Australia. And for them, the globalists are making it race-based because that's always a good operating system for tribalism. With China, it's race-based. With Latin America, they're trying to make it race-based, though most Latin Americans are rejecting it. With Africa, they're making it race-based, though most Africans are rejecting it. They are. But still, we have got a big battle. We ought to be thanking God for Trump and the fact that he sees this and understands this attack profile. And you ought to be getting this live transmission link and this archive when it comes out later today about the communist Chinese plan to take over America with the Democrats to everyone you know. Remember Bill Ayers back in the 70s wanted to have Chinese come in and help run the death camps for Americans that came out in court? They were just thinking old-fashioned with physical Chinese. First, the propaganda rolls out. All right, let's go to your phone calls to Zach and Cindy and James and Kevin and Blake and others. Let's go to Blake. He says he disagrees from Texas. You're on the air, Blake. Welcome.
Alex, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
I disagree not about the communist Chinese or Hollywood. I disagree with something you said yesterday, which was that you didn't want a presence in the White House press room. I think that's, I mean, well, of course you're, you know, I mean, it's your operation and I think it's, you know, I mean, you feel like you can be, more, of an impact on the outside. I think it's just such a tremendous opportunity to be able to ask the president any kind of question, to be able to control the news cycle. I think it's a great opportunity.
I think you're taking out of context what I said, okay? We have to have the money. I got people running around here saying, send me to Washington, send me to Washington. Well, do it on your own money. Go now. I mean, I should have to run an operation. I have to have real money. I have to actually then plan things out. I have to make sure who I send doesn't just, you know, screw off all day. I can't get basic operations I want to launch from older plans done, so I have to finish those. The world's full of ideas, not a lot of action. So I do agree we need to be there and ask real questions, and it's important. And I did criticize the fact that they're going to ABC and they're going to CNN first. Well, where's Breitbart? You know, Breitbart's important. So Bannon is in the White House. Who cares? There were tons of people from the media inside the Clinton and Obama White Houses and back and forth. So, yes, I'm going to get around to, you know, trying to figure out who we want to try to send up there to do that and to be in those press conferences. I told Paul Watson I think he's the best choice. And that shit was recommended, you know, to us, like, hey, we like Paul Watson. And just, you know, and so I got to go through that process of doing that and of getting into those events. I just don't want to make it all about chasing the tail like old fashioned media. We can sit there and talk about the issues in live time. We can tweet Trump and Facebook Trump and have him respond days later. They're listening. They're watching. I'm not going to get into any details, but the president routinely listens to the show. Okay. So you want to talk to Trump? You want to ask him a question? Go ahead and do it right now. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I think a great, you know, a great, I mean, you know, asking him about, for instance, the communist Chinese, you know, doing this, asking him, for instance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That way we can inject it. Totally. Yeah. The communist Chinese admit they're taking over our media. They have major movies coming out where China takes over America. Is this something that is a national security issue? Because no other country on earth would put up with something like this being done inside their nation. Our media being taken over by China is the real fake news issue. And they're calling for censoring independent media in this country, sir. They're calling for shutting down our free press. They're making a move on America's First Amendment, Mr. President. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, something I thought about was that, again, ABC News, NBC News will not ask the president, but, you know, he was talking about investigating a lot of the voter fraud. Well, what has been made public, at least what Sean Spicer had indicated, was that they were going to be looking at illegal immigrant voting and, you know, people being bussed in, things like that. But are they also going to be looking at the rigged machines? Are they also would they consider consulting Bev Harris, people like that? To be able to
absolutely. I've already sent a report to Trump on all this. We have public reports. It's the public reports that are the best because we can then lay it all out and we can break it all down here and then show it to everybody. And then we, the people that Trump's listening to, get the intel to him. The president spends hours every day going over stacks of independent Americana media. God bless you. Great point, Blake. I don't think we disagree. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How will you spend your tax return? Will a new TV or the newest cell phone protect you when the unexpected happens? Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes? You and your family could be left helpless, waiting for a slow-acting FEMA to come to your rescue. In a disaster, local store shelves are emptied in just hours. Your tax return is your chance to be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, make the most of your tax return. Place your order and get a huge 20% discount and free shipping. This big discount ends soon. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise. Be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
the Real Red Dawn is here.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted, they just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So the part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
I have decided we really need camps for adults. And we need
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a sovereign citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists, a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build
build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized and they don't support the United States and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
It's what we're doing here, and let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Mind. It's happening now, but in the 1980s film Red Dawn, it was the Russians with a Latin American backed group, which was a plan that they were trying to devise, never would have happened, because the Second Amendment, as Admiral Yamamoto said, if you invade the mainland U.S., there'd be a rifle behind every blade of grass. So instead, the globalists, the same megabanks that actually overthrew Russia and overthrew China and actually put Mao Zedong in, have now shipped our jobs there economically and are now having China take over the media and, quote, teach us in the last few months how to shut down fake news, which is anybody that reports that Hollywood's being taken over by the communist Chinese, who are now producing films, major blockbuster-level films, with the maker of Transformers to show Trump being basically overthrown by the communist Chinese. That's linked on DrudgeReport.com. It's a Jamie White article from Infowars.com. And what I can't believe is this isn't in more of the news. This is big. It's like, oh, yeah, the Chinese just bought up controlling interest in the major six Hollywood production houses. Whoa. You know, Hollywood, because I've been critical of this, we can't get anybody connected to Hollywood and any of the unions to fix light bulbs, to do these studios, any of it. And they tell us, no, we'll never work again if we work with InfoWars. We've been told, don't work with you. Bye. Robert Rodriguez, other people like that. And that's how their mindset works. They're going to bring in the Chinese communists with the hundreds of billions of dollars, with the muscle, all of it, and just take over the entertainment media and flood everything with anti-American crap. Total division crap. The communist Chinese fund, somebody to come, quote, save his family and, I guess, start a race war in America. Who would put up with this crap from Hollywood? Hollywood is so traitorous, so evil, so bad, so turned over to their hatred of this country. I mean, you see them. They want to blow the White House up. They're totally disconnected. They sit here in this country with all this freedom and beg for communist China to take us down at Davos in the last 2 weeks. The peso is tumbling after Mexico's president says he won't meet with Trump. The peso is tumbling today after Mexico's president announced he had canceled a meeting scheduled for next week with President Trump. The peso was down 1.2% per dollar. The currency had been up as much as 0.8 per dollar when it began to fall. Drain the swamp. Trump triggers mass resignations at State Department. Former Clinton insiders leave the State Department. Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com. Absolutely delivering on every single front. Amazing. Now I want to go back to your phone calls, and I've got more clips I want to get to. The caller earlier, again, made a good point. It'd be great to have real media in the press conferences asking real questions instead of ABC News and CBS News saying, you didn't even get elected, Mr. President. But that's for Trump to understand. MSM, that's totally discredited, is never going to stop lying and attacking the president until it's been pointed out that foreign multinational countries working with the communist Chinese have bought up and have controlling shares in those companies, that we're looking at actual globalist operatives who have it out for this country like enemy soldiers. It's so much worse than I can even describe. It's so unbelievable that we have sunk to this point, and only at the very end, when they were going to shut InfoWars and the rest of the free press down this year, did the American people finally wake up enough to get a president in despite the fact that that walking corpse, and I don't say that like I'm going to hurt her, I'm saying she looks like a dead person, Hillary, they were so dumb they thought they could force feed her down our throats. So that's coming up. Then I'm going to get to Albright, ready to join Islam in the fight against America. You cannot make this stuff up. She already joined the... I mean, look, old women don't look ugly to me if they're nice people. But Hillary and Madeleine Albright don't look like humans. But we show TV viewers a shot of this. She says that she's going to convert to Islam. When did she convert to looking like a monster out of some type of movie? And then her dad was a Nazi collaborator who helped round people up, and she's got stolen Jewish art at her house. There's been 60 Minutes pieces, and then she bombed the Serbs that saved her when she was a kid and turned the country over to the Muslims, one-third of it. I mean, she's just a horrible witch-like demon. I was raised Catholic, became Episcopalian, and found out later my family was Jewish. Oh, I bet you found out later. That's how you worked with the Nazis. You were just like Soros. I stand ready to register as a Muslim in solidarity. I've been out there with the women's marches, folks. It's run by the Muslims. It's worse than I ever thought. It is a giant, horrible, evil, covert plan. And I cannot believe that we're crazy enough to let it get to this point. The Muslims linked up with the communist Chinese, linked up with the mega banks, linked up with Hollywood trying to bring us down and trying to destroy our good president and simply trying to empower us and get jobs and cut taxes, who doesn't want war with Russia that's done nothing to us. It's so clear. Japan knows they're linked up with the U.S., Russia, and the U.S. right now, and U.K. is trying to get off under the globalists. That's all we got. It's a new 21st century war, folks. Everybody's deciding which side they're on. 4 years ago, they had a vote in Britain not to join the bombing with Obama. First time England had said no since World War I to fight with the U.S. or vice versa. This is before World War I. They said, no, we're not part of this, and now you see the Brexit, because globalism was all a huge trap to turn us over to hardcore authoritarianism run by the communist Chinese. No, sir. No, no, no. It's not going to happen. And Ron Paul was on yesterday, and he's like, you know, we need to not have a war with China. I agree. But China is infiltrating us and buying up Hollywood and is out to destroy us as they've done their own people. And I'm not going to stand for it. It's outrageous to have those blood-drinking, bloodthirsty, murderous communist Chinese Central Committee Politburo dirtbags meet with that vampire Zuckerberg last year 14 times on how to, quote, censor American news. It's the communist Chinese dug up the term fake news when they banned free speech in their own country. Well, no, they're the real inventors, not John Rappaport, who's coming up the next hour. They say, I need to plug. Yeah. This is just so surreal, it gives me a headache sometimes. Yeah, there's the headline. They just Google whatever I say. I didn't even see that article. The New York Times. Facebook said to create censorship tool to get back into China. How sweet. And then, of course, use the tool against us as well this year, which they're now doing. Oh, how nice, Zuckerberg. And all these leftist trendies think it's cool. They're like, well, China's reasonable. It's no big deal. I mean, look at me and Spalding. We're just regular pals. But see, we'd put up with anything, so now we're under it. I'm going to go to Zach and Kevin and Daniel and James and Dave and Cindy and folks here in just a minute. Briefly, our amazing nerve regrowth factor, over-the-top, total antioxidant, DNA force, just life-changing product is 10% off. We had a small resupply back in. Could be months till we get more, but it is 10% off right now. I want to thank you all for your support. You really should try it. Supermo Vitality is also about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, Supermo Vitality is about to sell out as well. It could be weeks or maybe months till it comes back in because it's cold-pressed. It's really hard to get all of the organic things that go into it and then compound it. It has a 4.5-star rating by third-party major sites, 2,000-plus reviews. I have people stop me on the street and go, man, you're not kidding about Super Male. Yeah, no. Libido, energy, stamina, you name it, it is amazing. And so many people forget to take it. You really should take it. It's changed my life. I'd forgotten to take it for a few months and gained back some weight, wasn't working out as hard. And then during the month of December, where I normally gain weight, I took it religiously every day and lost, what was it, 12, 13 pounds. Now, I went on vacation for 2 weeks and gained about 10 pounds of it back, but that's just how it is when you're 43 and have a high-stress life. The point is I work out less and I'm in better shape than I was 10 years ago, and Supermail and X2 are the reason. And so thank you so much, God, for putting us in touch with the scientists and others to develop the very best products out there. When we go to top developers, we say, what is your dream product? And they say, this would be it, because other folks out there, most of them, will sell you something for $50. It's got $3 of product in it. We'll sell you something for $50. It's got $25 of product in it, or $18 of product. It's because we still have to advertise and pay for everything. And by the time we do it, we make like $10, you know, in a bottle or whatever to fund the operation. But the point is, these are really high quality things. I mean, like our biome defense, probiotics are the very best out there. Just check it all out for yourself. Biotriselinium's back in, knockouts back in. Just check it all out for yourself. Brain Force, OxyPowder and a Liver Shield, Living Defense, Parasite Cleanse, InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. But who could make up a science fiction plot where the communist Chinese own the U.S. debt, have bought up almost all of Hollywood, and are openly telling us what movies can come out, and openly censoring Michael Savage's book coming out, and Michael Savage is banned from flying to England. That was crazy, and I'm just, while we're talking about him, he's a case point of persecution. And then they're going to come in and censor us even more, and are openly at Davos saying, we'll prop up world government, we'll teach America to get in line, and Americans don't get more mad, and they call Trump radical? He should be telling China, watch their fat mouths. He should be saying, you're a bunch of mass murderers of your own people. You're a shame. And your people ought to remove you from power. You're a sick joke. How dare you be involved with Hollywood? And what is Hollywood doing? Taking hundreds of millions of dollars per film to put out trash. What is the Transformers director putting a movie out where I'm a dictator and you overthrow the country? Just repudiate them and those studios will go bankrupt overnight. Good. Go ahead and buy all the studios up. We're going to bankrupt all of them, dirtbags. You and all the old demon hunchbacks that run Hollywood, you're a bunch of satanic filth. Bunch of pedophiles. Go to hell. Rot in hell, filth. I see you. Excuse me. I mean, this is just outrageous. This is outrageous. I can't even believe it. We have a great writer that points this out, but it should be even more hardcore. I mean, this is just incredible. The communist Chinese, we need to add in all these articles, and the writer does it, but we should just add some links where they're involved cheerleading and quarterbacking and honchoing and directing and coaching and captaining and generaling and deploying the whole drumbeat to shut down free speech in America. I mean, and you say the Russians are involved in America? I kind of wish they were. I mean, we're completely ganged up on here. This is insane. I didn't know we had a caller in Chile. I apologize. Next time somebody's calling from South America, let me know so they go to the head of the line. Then I'm going to go to Zach and others. I'm going to go quick now. I apologize. Dave in Chile, you're on the air.
Hello there.
Welcome. Go ahead.
And I'm really, really happy that Mr. Trump is the president of the United States of America. I also want to say this. We have Chilean TV down here, of course. The television station Chilevisión, like Chilevision, is actually owned by TNT. And the kind of crap that comes out over the airwaves is incredible what they say about...
No, that's right. It's the brainwashing, globalist, Hollywood, mainstream media combine worldwide is feeding everyone crap. They fall, their whole world government is over.
And it's not just that. It's, I watch Cuban television a lot because it comes in free on the satellite for me. And, you know, I watch the Voice of America, Jose Marti channel, and they're even more rabid. And it's like this government channel, a U.S. government channel, sending television into Cuba is so anti-Trump, it's disgusting. It really
let's
is.
Be clear. Let's be clear. Captured U.S. globalist propaganda out of the U.S. is worse than the Cuban propaganda is what you're saying.
Exactly. I mean, folks,
it's never been done. The communist Chinese, biggest mass murderers in the world, have bought up Hollywood and are deploying every major movie running down America and freedom. I mean, it's not for the foreign market. It's for America. It is the most outrageous horse manure the planet has ever seen. Anything else, Dave?
Nothing else. You're the vanguard. You're the best. And I hope you
No, you're the vanguard. You're the vanguard. I love you. I appreciate your call. Your phone's breaking up. Your Skype's breaking up or whatever it is, however you call in. Listen, you're the vanguard, listeners. I can't get out of my car in a parking lot now and walk in the grocery store without getting stopped 10 times going in yesterday. I got stopped like 20 times inside. I got stopped. I mean, I think I'm going to start just showing people on the live feed. It's almost like I was at the Trump inauguration. Everybody saw that, where every 2 feet, every other person, even as the Chicago Tribune admitted, was a listener. It's like that all over the place now, but like every third or fourth person. I mean, I've got to wear a hat now and glasses if I'm in a hurry. So I don't want to be rude and blow people off. I have to wear disguises now, okay? And I'm just one guy in this fight. So listen, if all of you just tell 5 people a day about the show, we'll triple the size and game over. We're so close to game over. And we need to arrest a bunch of people at that point, give them jury trials, but then put them in prison for treason and working with Communist China in sedition.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
What's it going to take? Another news story? You've heard about Infidel body armor for years. You know you should have a set. So should your wife. Things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. Thousands already wear Infidel body armor. Now get yours. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and check out today's specials. We make armor easy to understand and easy to purchase. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Chinese who have mobile execution vans in every city, who have total enslavement of their people, who are ruled by a bunch of corrupt, evil generals. It's like a giant North Korea. And they allow a few economic zones for wealthy Chinese to live decent lives, but the rest of the people, over a billion, live in absolute slavery. And if they catch you practicing Buddhism privately, or even exercise like yoga, you are taken, blood type, kept in a prison, and then your organs are sold to the highest bidder. And the evil just goes on and on. And they're openly buying up Hollywood, and they're openly going to put out anti-American films in America. I almost just want to say to all the evil people that want to serve this, go ahead and destroy everything then. But you know what? There are a lot of good people in this country, a lot of children that don't deserve this. But man, crazy people screaming kill Trump in front of their students, as you hear the students freaking out in the background, and Madonna and everybody and all these major newspapers saying somebody needs to kill Trump. I'm here to tell you people something. You're running your mouths and you're going to get hurt. You understand? And you know what? I'm not running my mouth, okay? Look what we've done in 21 years to you in the information war. But I got to tell you, everybody has really gotten a normalcy bias, a learned helplessness, where we just accept being crapped all over. And I'm sorry. Trump's great. He's strong. He's bringing back optimism. The approval rating is surging. It's wonderful. But he needs to come out against communist China now. And I'm directing the crew. I rarely direct them. I'm directing the crew to focus on this and to take the lead that this writer has done. And I'm going to ask Watson and his brother and all the rest of our crew, focus on communist China, because it really hit me today. This is an electronic cultural red dawn by the communist Chinese, who are at Davos admitting they're going to keep us in line. No, you're not! You are outrageous! Trump is absolutely right to be sending aircraft carriers. We need weapon systems on them, and we need to kick them out of here. And no more Chinese anchor babies. I'm sick of it. I can't go to China and have a baby for free. If I practice yoga at a park, they kill me! That's it. I almost smashed this microphone just to make my point. It's not normal to just Christ went in with the money changers and overturn the tables. I think I'm going to buy like some brand new super awesome car and take a sledgehammer to it to sacrifice like $100,000 in front of everybody, because all these people don't care about money. They'll go, oh, don't do it. And I'm going to have a clock, you know, winding down to the death of the car. As your freedom dies, as everything else dies, as your whole culture dies, people only care about some stupid car. But of course, for $100,000, I'll get $10 million in publicity and actually warn people and save people. See, that's just a form of advertising. Because they're taking a wrecking ball to this country and have been doing it. And to you, you should take it personal. Everyone's been trained to be so self-centered. And I'm going to Zach's call. They say, I don't care if they shut down coal power plants. I don't have any coal stock. That's the whole price of energy going up, moron. Or I don't care if the stock market goes down. I'm not in the stock market. Almost every company that you depend on or your business works with is. So if it goes down, we're going to be in a freaking depression. With half the public not working and brainwashed, everything's going to burn down. How does that sound to you? Ugh! It's ridiculous. I'm ready to go to war with whoever wants to go to war right now. The Islamists, the Chi-Coms. I pray to God you be brought low. I beg Christ and the Father that you murdering scum be destroyed. We'll be right back with your phone call. You maggot murderers. We'll get you no matter what.
Visit GCN.
You murderers. You scumbag vampires. I see you.
Men, if you're like...